It's your choice, it's your voice, it's your own. It's your belief, it's you underneath. It's your own, it's your path, it's your passion. It's your own, it's how you see, it's what you believe. It's your own, it's your life and yours alone. What you do, it's up to you, to each his own.
There was a girl with the potential to be a great artist, but to grow up with only a father was the hardest. To him, the girl meant more than the world itself, so we did all we could to ensure she would live in good health. After a while, she went away to stay at the campus, saying, "Don't worry, Dad, I can handle this." But her interest didn't lie in business, and the aspirations to study art would just enlist as her fascinations grew. Her regrets continued, but before long, the first year was gone, giving way for her to say the decision. Despite her father's best intentions to tell her what to do for a living, she means to follow her dreams in art, even though she knows their relationship will be ripped apart. But to her father, his daughter's resignation from business administration was a clear indication of her insubordination. Without question, the profession of art that she regarded as idealistic. So we said, use your head and be realistic. They talked and fought, and the solution they got was she received no help pursuing what she saw. And he cut the rock from college, but she stayed strong due to the power coming from knowledge. Worked hard and made it through as if on cue, but they didn't see each other for another half century. And eventually, on his deathbed, he looked in her eyes and said, "I realize I was wrong. I wanted to apologize before I'm dead." And with that, he was gone. She painted a picture to remember in her memory. He still lives on. Then she put it in the hall on the wall of her home. If you recall, to each his own, to each his own, to each his
it's
own.
Your to choice, each his it's your voice, it's your own. It's your belief, it's you underneath. It's your own, it's your path, it's your passion. It's your own, it's how you see, it's what you believe. It's your own, it's your life and yours alone. What you do, it's up to you, to each his own.
Hellishly devilish she was, because when push came to shove, to him hush flame was the same as a shrug, and was like love, meaningless to him it wasn't shown. Never got a hug growing up alone, felt like a fool showing up at school, prone to running away, not to be cool, but so as not to be a drone, fumbling with thoughts that were everyone's but his own. He struggled to get to the top and stay. Ideas he got were huddled one day, bumming out about how whining over fit and unfair gets you nowhere fast. So many times in the past, he saw shining examples of how not to be less. So now he's gotta be first. Why lie? He'll die if it gets worse. While he dreamed of being clean without hunger or thirst, under roof instead of having a bed next to the telephone booth. Nothing's gonna change if I keep doing the same, said the youth. I'ma find out if there's truth in that, he proclaimed. Against all odds, he went on and maintained. 20 years later, he reappears on magazines, living the lifestyle that everyone dreams. Reliving memories in his mansion, still wondering how it all happened. One day he found himself in front of a mirror asking, once again, did I really win in the end? He answered the question with a